Praise and thanks is due to Allah. I ask Allah the Almighty to increase the honor and raise the rank of our dearest Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, his noble relatives and companions, and protect his nation from that which he feared for it. It brings me great pleasure to be joining you once again from the 2M FM studio to bring you a very special episode of Community Connect, providing post-event coverage of the 2019 2M FM Open Day, which took place on Sunday, the 14th of April. After much anticipation and a lengthy countdown, the Muslim Community Radio opened its doors to the public on Sunday, the 14th of April 2019, as part of the 2MFM 2019 Open Day, providing the community with an exceptional opportunity to receive behind-the-scenes insight into the activities and progress of the radio station committed to strengthening and representing Sydney's multi-ethnic communities. The theme 2MFM, the community's voice, the winner of the people's choice, the 2019 2MFM Open Day was made successful by an impressive turnout of 2MFM listeners and supporters, proving once more that the Muslim Community Radio is indeed the radio station of choice for Sydney's Muslim community. Appealing to the fun-loving social side of attendees, both young and old, was a wide range of things to see and do. For the youngsters, there were jumping castles, face-painting stalls, a colouring competition, and an energising round of the very popular kids show presented live to an audience of highly engaged children and parents alike. For everyone else, a variety of stalls, workshops and guided tours, including photo opportunities with the radio crew and members from New South Wales Fire and Rescue, the State Emergency Service and Surf Life Saving New South Wales, topped off with free lunch, refreshments and desserts, ensured everyone was entertained from start to finish. In addition to offering insider perspective on the inner workings of the radio station and answering listeners' curious questions on broadcasting mechanisms, the program development process and diverse roles of the 2MFM team, some of the day's objectives focused on providing opportunities for networking between different community organisations, departments and services. The relaxed, warm and welcoming setting offered an ideal environment for social, intergenerational and cross-cultural interaction, giving listeners who may have previously only heard each other on radio the chance to finally see, meet and mingle with one another, leading to many newly formed friendships. just as importantly, the open day was to offer the 2MFM team, in particular the radio presenters, a wonderful chance to meet the listeners they verbally connect with through the airwaves, helping presenters and listeners forge a stronger and more personal connection, which ultimately results in a more engaging presenter-listener experience. Of course, a 2MFM Open Day would not be complete without a formal program, and in this instance, the formal program offered an impressive lineup of speeches delivered by a number of political and non-political representatives in attendance, including several state and federal members of parliament, commander of the Bankstown Police Area Command, broadcasting sector representatives, and notably Darul Fatwa, the Islamic High Council of Australia. Acting as MCs for the day were the young and talented kids show producer and presenter Miss Sarah Cahill and 2MFM volunteer Mr. Muhammad Zahab, who together welcomed attendees and acknowledged the presence of distinguished guests. The opening words were followed by the national anthem and a heartwarming recitation of verses from the Holy Quran by Sheikh Omar Grimley. First to come in a substantial lineup of speakers was 2MFM President Dr. Rafiq Hussain, who spoke of 2MFM's role as the media platform representing the Muslim voice in Sydney and always conveying moderate Islamic teachings. He also reflected on the recent tragedy in Christchurch, applauding New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern for her strength, compassion and solidarity with the Muslim community during and after the traumatising incident, and praising the restraint and patience of the Muslim community throughout this testing experience. Dr. Hussain thanked 2MFM listeners and Open Day attendees for their unwavering support and for their role in turning the Muslim community radio into a household name across the Muslim and wider Sydney community. Let's hear 2MFM President Dr. Rafiq Hussain's words in full.
I'd like to begin by acknowledging the presence of all our colleagues and our friends from the various communities. Of course, the president of the CBAA, Mr. Philip Randall, His Eminence Sheikh Bilal Humaisi, the representative of Darul Fatwa, the Islamic High Council of Australia, Jason Clare, Jihad Deep, Julia Finn, Ed, thank you for joining us. Look, it's a beautiful autumn day, and the theme that we gather under today here at 2MFM is the community's voice, the winner of people's choice, and that is 2MFM. Today, of course, is a great opportunity not only to bring all of us together, people from different backgrounds, different communities, on this beautiful day, but it's also about networking and bringing vibrant communities together. Of course, over the last couple of weeks, we've had some great auditions. We've opened up our airwaves for a number of voices. And anyone I heard last night who is the winner, I was so impressed by what I actually heard. And that is what this day is about. It's about networking. It's about opening up to the community and tapping into that talent that we have in Sydney Southwest. From across Australia, we know that there's around or over 450 community radio stations. And I'd like to share with you our recent success through the CBAA, and that is the award of Tony Stanley Award, which 2MFM won. And that is because of its initiatives that it's been upholding, the large number of projects which have been driven by our volunteers and their effort across the board. Thank you, Philip, for that award, and we're proud to receive that. But I'd also like to share with you my recent experience. Myself and Program Manager of 2MFM, Mrs. Fatin Aldana, we recently travelled over to New Zealand following that shocking massacre that occurred across the two mosques. Never in my life did I imagine I'll be witnessing a mass burial, or in fact seeing body after body being carried to a grave. I mean, we see one and we are overcome and we are affected as humans, but never in my life did I actually imagine, and I'm sure none of us do, to witness one body after another being carried under such shocking circumstances into a grave. On the first day, Fatin will call, we witnessed some 16 bodies, and on the second day we witnessed some 25 bodies all prayed for at once and carried through down the laneway one by one with their families. As a reporter or as any human being, that is something that which really, really touched us. But the difference that we saw, and I guess what made us feel comforted by, was the leadership of the New Zealand Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern. Her leadership, her sympathy, her compassion that we all saw certainly resonated down across all levels of the country. We visited some of the injured in Christchurch Hospital, and looking at the policewomen and men who were serving, you could see the compassion and look in their eyes of how they were really standing behind the community at large and standing in solidarity with us one by one. We also saw, this is what it led to. I mean, normally you'd think that such an act would lead to some sort of anger and revenge, but you saw how some of those people who were interviewed and we spoke to were just so patient. And not only were they overcome, but they were patient and they had their heads up high, relying on God. And of course, whatever happened, happened by the will of God. We can't change it, but we can come out stronger from it. We saw that in the UAE, on Dubai's tallest building, the Prime Minister's photo with a headscarf over her head. So that actually meant something to the community as well. It meant something for the world. And of course, it is these this reaction and this upbringing which brought us back together, to learn to be together, to learn to be compassionate towards one another, to stick together and not to retaliate in any way, but rather showing the good morals of whom we are as Muslims, as Australians, and to come out at this as strong. And of course, the voice of Tuam FM, the story of Tuam FM, has been a voice of moderation for over 20 years. Everybody, ask anybody, they'll tell you that Tuam FM has been a voice of moderation. And of course, we are against hate speech, we are against Islamophobia, and against discrimination or racism in any form. And that's something that we all need to continue to resonate across all levels, whether at a government, federal, local, state level. We all need to ensure that we are presenting that and keeping our communities together. And of course, we are one, but we are many. And from all the lands of earth we come, we shall share a dream and sing with one voice. I am, you are, we are Australians. Stay tuned to 92.1 FM, and thank you again for joining us on this beautiful day, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day with us.
In the sequence of speeches came a very meaningful message from His Eminence Sheikh Bilal Humaisi, conveying a message from Darul Fatwa, the Islamic High Council of Australia.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Distinguished guests, we are now in the month of Sha'ban, the 8th month of the lunar year. In the Islamic calendar, and the month immediately preceding the month of Ramadan, the best of the months. For Muslims all around the world, the month of Sha'ban is a special time in which they try to do more good deeds than usual and fast more optional fasts than they do in another month. The Prophet ﷺ used to fast a lot during this month. In the wake of the late challenges fueled by terrorist act in New Zealand, Dar al-Fatwa continues to embrace closer ties with all peace seekers, reaching out to be more involved in the wider community. We stand in solidarity with the good people of every country against all individuals and organizations who solicit acts of terror across the world. The people who truly are peace-loving understand that terrorists, regardless of their background, only serve to spread fear and violence to destabilize communities. At this point in time, I would like to reassure you of what are the aims and objectives of Dar al-Fatwa. Dar al-Fatwa aims to serve the community in education, knowledge, and welfare. It is committed to strong relations with other ethnic groups in order to form a better and more understanding wider community. Dar al-Fatwa values the great role of 2MFM in spreading the message of peace and harmony between the members of the Islamic community. Yes, the media plays a major role in shaping our lives, the way people think and the way they look at things. Dar al-Fatwa continues to support 2MFM in all means. We say to all sincere community members, your support and assistance are needed as we are all united in wanting a better and prosperous community for ourselves today and for the future generations of tomorrow. Dar al-Fatwa will continue to be an organization of methodology and practice, pureness and moderation, and of Islamically sound national and international reputation. We finally ask Allah Ta'ala, our Lord, upon whom we rely, that He may grant us success in our undertaking, and that He may reward all those members collaborating for the common good. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Representing the acting leader of the New South Wales opposition, Ms. Penny Sharp, Mr. Jihad Deep, Shadow Minister for Education and MP for Lakemba, also gave a powerful and heartfelt message.
And I want to say fantastic work by the MCs. It's a difficult task to get up and speak in front of such a large group of people, and you're doing a fabulous job. And what a wonderful thing to see so many federal members of parliament. Shane, who's joined us all the way from Queensland. Ed, from all the way out Chifley Way, which is out Mount Druitt and Blacktown and a few of those areas. And of course, the local member here, Jay Sinclair. Dr. Mahiel, also representing his ABCC, Haj Mahiel, and Dr. Rafiq. What you don't want to hear is too many speeches, so I'll say it pretty small. We have a number of community radio stations, and the role of community radio stations is to bring communities together. But what 2FM does really well is they bring not only people from one particular community together, but they open their doors for others to be able to join in, for others to be able to understand one another. And in the speeches that have been delivered before me and the ones that will be delivered after, what we know is that in Australia, our very best Australia, is an Australia where we recognise and we understand and we value each other's stories. Whatever those stories may be, from First Nations people right through to a story of people who may have just got their citizenship or arrived in Australia last week. And for many years, 2MFM And also the ICPA has been doing lots of community work, and I've been fortunate enough to participate in lots of that community work. Participate as well with Elminia Association here, and participate with the entire community. But when I look out here, what I see is a modern Australia. And people often talk about multicultural Australia, and multicultural Australia and Australia, but I don't think they're two separate things. I actually think that our Australia is a multicultural, modern Australia. So what we see is we see a situation where the surf lifesavers are here because they want to engage with communities. We see situations where people of the Muslim community participate in such strong, iconic Australian things, such as the SES. We see young emerging leaders standing up here proud as Australians, but also proud of their heritage. And the message always has to be that you don't become less Australian because you remember your heritage. You actually become a better Australian when you remember who you are. You remember what your roots are. You remember what your heritage is. Remember where your parents have come from. The engagement with the local police. The engagement with all of the organisations. Because the best Australia that we have is not an Australia that's predicated on an us and a them and a belonging and a sense of people having to justify their existence. The best Australia that we have is an Australia where every single person knows that the contribution they make is what's valued. Not the colour of their skin, not how much money they have in their back pocket, but the person that they are. And the more that we have events like this, where it's one particular community engaging with the wider community, the better it is for all of us. Because when we look out, what we see is we see an Australia that's strengthened by the diversity that we have. It's not weakened in any way. And I want to say to my colleagues here, and every single one of my colleagues here, my parliamentary colleagues, whether they're state or federal, and I'm going to go political for a moment, every single one of them is here because every single one of them is a regular believer in diversity. Every single one of them, if you have a look at the speeches they've delivered in Parliament, they speak up for diverse communities. They speak up for an Australian community. They speak up for the values that make everybody feel like they belong. They're not here for any reason other than to show support, and they're not here because this is a special occasion and a special occasion only. They are here because this is what they do day in, day out, all of the time. And they're the kind of representatives that I'm proud to call my colleagues, as I'm proud to call all of the community elders here, the police, and all of the others are our colleagues. Because if there was one final point to make, and I've made it over and I could never tire of making it again, our better Australia is an Australia where every single person has a sense of belonging and understands one another. And that's what makes Australia the world leader in what we have. There is no other place on earth, no other part like Southwest Sydney, where people from all parts of the world call this area home. So to 2MFM, congratulations. Thank you for hosting the Open Day. Thank you for opening your doors. Thank you for the interview that we did last week. It's wonderful to be here. And to ICPA and to the Sheikh who leads with David Fatou representing them, keep doing the great work that we do. Everybody doing their little bit makes an enormous difference. I wish you all the very best today. I wish you all the best for Ramadan coming up. I'm starting to get into practice by doing my fasting. I'm sure I'll be seeing you every night during Ramadan. And for the kids, make sure that you start hassling your parents now for the idea that you're going to get. Assalamu alaikum, everyone.
Travelling all the way from Queensland to take part in the 2MFM Open Day, Shadow Minister for Immigration and Border Protection, Mr. Shane Newman, who is representing the Federal Opposition Leader, Mr. Bill Shorten, had a few words of his own to share on the occasion, while also reflecting on the recent Christchurch tragedy.
Just as Jihad actually acknowledged his state colleagues, and I too acknowledge them, but to my great mates Jay Sinclair and Ed Husic, fellow shadow ministers, hopefully in the next, by the 18th of May, we will delete the adjective shadow in front of our names and the titles. So we'll just see what happens there. Thank you very much, Your Eminence. A brilliant speech, Your Eminence. It was a brilliant speech, and I too want to acknowledge what happened in Christchurch as well. Thank you to the police, the emergency services, and everyone who's been here today and are contributing to this community. I want to acknowledge that we're all, every one of us, proud Australians here. It's great that migration has built this country. It's very important. We've built our Australian identity in communities, and we want the best for our families and everyone in our neighbourhoods, that's for sure. Now, as I'm a proud Queenslander, and we see that during State of Origin when my mates Ed and Jason have a go at me, I am the Shadow Minister for Immigration, and I want to take every opportunity I can to talk about the importance of immigration. When I tell you I'm from Ipswich in Queensland, the first person you may come to mind and think of is a person by the name of Pauline. In fact, Pauline motivated me to enter politics, as I said in my first speech, because I wanted to take a stance against hatred, bigotry and xenophobia. I wanted to make clear that we should have a different Australia. Now, Labor will always stand up for Australia's migrant and multicultural communities because we know you're an important part of our society. And we'll stand up against dog whistling that we've seen even in this federal campaign and the attacks upon your community and the sense of self-worth that it is about depreciating. Labor says no to racism because it has no place in a modern Australia. And this is a modern Australia, as Jihad said. It's not just about a community, it's modern Australia. It's reflective in my community in Ipswich, and it's reflected here in Sydney as well. Our country, as well as New Zealand, and I think the whole world was shocked by the horrendous events in Christchurch. It's a place I visited on many occasions with family holidays and for business before I was elected. It was an act of cowardice against the sacred place. We saw innocent people, young people, destroyed. Horrendous act of bastardry and bigotry, and indeed cowardice. We felt and we share in the indescribable grief of those families and communities as they bury their loved ones. These tragic events, I think, have prompted a conversation in this country about safety, but also the nature of our society, the character of our country, as Jihad was referring to. We have to decide what kind of country we want to be. A country which is loving and accepting, or a country filled with hate and fear. I know the kind of Australia I want. The kind of Australia I believe in is the kind of Australia I'm sure you believe in. It's a loving and accepting Australia. It's never about us versus them. It's about us. And that's why 2MFM is so important. You've got great programs, such as your Connect program, which I'm told is one of the most popular programs on your radio station. And young people's programs as well, and have great news to see young people doing this today. And that's why it's important to have the voices of everyone. Your voices are powerful. They share stories, experiences, wisdoms, and they empower people and others. Through 2MFM, you are able to share your voices across Sydney with so many Muslim Australians and around this country. Now, you help broadcast your voices and have done so for the last 25 years. So you must be doing something right. I look forward to working with you and continuing to see your work prosper into the future. I want to thank you for the invitation to be here today. You have been so loving and accepting of me, as you have been so many other Australians. The more you share your voices, the more we together continue to ensure that Australia remains a strong, proud and loving multicultural community. Congratulations, very well done.
Federal member for the seat of Blaxland, Shadow Minister for Trade and Investment, Resources and Northern Australia, Mr. Jason Clare was also among the political figures in attendance and was invited to the podium to have his say on the occasion.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and what a beautiful day. Lots of politicians here, religious leaders, community leaders. One person that I want to particularly point out is the man who just spoke, Shane Newman, the Shadow Minister for Immigration, who we all hope in 5 weeks' time will become the next Immigration Minister of Australia. And Shane, thank you for honouring us with your presence here today.
Shane is from Queensland, so he's travelled a long distance to be here. I haven't travelled so far because this is my home. This is my community. My electorate stretches from Bankstown, just south of here, to Auburn, just north of here. And this school and this radio station are right in the heart of my community. And if you've heard me speak before, you'll know that I often say Australia is the best country in the world. And I think that we're the best country in the world for one particular reason. Because we're made up of people from all around the world and all different backgrounds living here in Australia in harmony. And Southwest Sydney, I think, is just the best example of that. Jihad's heard this before, but Shane hasn't. And so let me tell you this. When I go to schools, I often tell the kids when they ask me, what is multiculturalism? What is diversity? These big words. I said, think about Australia like a fruit salad. We all like apples. We all like oranges. We all like watermelon, mangoes. They're great on their own, but they're even better when they're all together. And that's us. That's Australia. We're even better when we're all together. And to see Australian diversity, just think about what's coming up in the next few weeks. Next week is Easter. The week after that, we have Anzac Day, where as a country we stop and remember all of those people who sacrificed their lives so that we can live in the best country in the world. And a week or two after that, we begin the holy month of Ramadan. And can I say to you now what I say at iftars across the community when Ramadan comes to us every year? Use this holy month of Ramadan as an opportunity to reach out to your neighbours, to your Christian neighbours, to your Jewish neighbours, to your Buddhist friends at work or the people that live around the corner, and bring them into your home. Because Ramadan is not just the most important month of the year for Muslims, but it's an important month for all Australians to learn more about their Muslim brothers and sisters and to help create the country we all want to live in. That's why an open day here at the radio station is such a great and powerful idea. To help make sure that the whole community understands more about our local community. Jihad was telling me that this is a radio station that gets a lot more people listening in Ramadan, but there's a lot of people that have been listening for a long, long time, for 25 years. And you do such great work for our local community, and I'm so proud to be the Member of Parliament that is the home of this radio station. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for welcoming us all to this open day today. We've been blessed by fantastic weather, and I can't leave without giving a special plug for my great mate and flatmate in Parliament, the Member for Chifley, Ed Husic. Thanks very much.
Sharing much of the views of his political colleagues in attendance, Federal Member for Chifley, Mr. Ed Husic, took his place at the podium to share his own special message.
Assalamu alaikum. To all my friends here at the federal and state level, that have joined us, and in particular, I just wanted to follow on from my good friend Jason Clare's thanks to Shane Newman representing Bill Shorten here today, all the state colleagues, Linda, who I see, and congratulations to you. I didn't get a chance to say it personally, so in front of all our friends here, congratulations on your election, Julia Finn, but also Jahad Dib, who he and I talk quite often about the things that we are all dealing with in this day and age, especially after Christchurch. And I, as I said, I just wanted to be here with you today as friends, as members of our faith, in that time after Christchurch, where we are thinking a lot about what is happening in the world around us and wondering how we all fit in. And I just wanted to come here today to say, you know, think about that man who, in Christchurch, in the wheelchair, whose wife came back into the mosque to save him. And she lost her life and he got to live. And remember, the world listened to his words when he spoke up at the remembrance service and he says, "I forgive." And people put themselves in his shoes and think, if I lost someone I loved in the way that I lost them, how angry I would feel, how much hate I would feel, how fearful I would be. And he just said, "No, I forgive." As Muslims, this is the thing that people so often forget about us, is our commitment to peace. We are not here about fear, and we are not here about hate, and we are not here about anger. But I am here to just say one message. Be proud of who you are. Never drop your face. No, people are proud of you. I am proud of you. All of these federal and state MPs here are proud of you. You have every right to live in peace here in this great country of Australia, where we will all work to make it better for the ones that follow us. As the Effendi said, and thank you for your words today, the recognition of diversity that makes us stronger, we will continue that message. I am just here as a member, as we all are, of our faith, just to be here and to stand as one with you and to enjoy the fact that we have a terrific radio station in 2MFM that is building that understanding, is bringing us together, and we're just very happy to share in this day. Assalamu alaikum.
Special and meaningful message that was from Federal Member for Chifley, Mr. Ed Husick. Then came the State Member for Granville, Ms. Julia Finn, who was the last of the political figures to address the audience, expressing her great admiration for the work undertaken by 2MFM in giving the culturally diverse Sydney Muslim community a media platform through which they can be heard and represented.
Assalamu alaikum. It's actually wonderful to be here this afternoon with all of you, and so many of you who are my friends. And I really wanted to thank Dr. Rafiq Hussain and the entire board of 2MFM, Sheikh Bilal, my good friend Haj Mohammed Mehio, and everybody who's come here today. And particularly thank Shane Newman, who's come all the way from Queensland to be with us today, and to my other parliamentary colleagues. It is an absolute pleasure to represent such a diverse community that I represent in Parliament. And you know, over the last few weeks, it's only a few weeks since the election, but in that period up to leading to the election, I was inundated with support from the Muslim community, and I really appreciated the friendships that I have made and the strong sense of community that we enjoy in this area. Even though we've come from all over the world, we've made suburbs like Granville and Merrylands and Guildford home, and people take such a strong interest in where people have come from overseas, but they all know that these suburbs are their home. And it's through the work of people like my good friend Fatin Aldana and everybody else at this radio station that you hear constantly the stories of these communities. That is something that is very important about community radio. Every community radio station in Australia has a different community of interest that they serve, and certainly 2MFM serves a huge community and provides a great outlet for that community. And this is a community that isn't heard on the radio nearly as much as it should be. So I think it's really important to acknowledge that it's been over 20 years that you've been providing this voice for the Muslim community here. And I know somebody who listens to community radio quite a bit. You do hear very, very different music and views and ideas expressed. And certainly 2MFM, compared to a lot of the commercial radio stations, I think is far more inclusive, not just of your own community, but of your role in wider Australia. And I think that's something that is very important to be heard, because too often radio can actually be used as a tool of division in the chase for ratings and advertising revenue and all those things that can be caused so much damage. And you did see that in the wake of Christchurch. There were some divisive media figures in New Zealand who actually started to question the way they'd previously spoken and their previous words and apologised for things that they had said, because it contributed to a climate in which hate speech was flourishing. We do have that problem here too in Australia with hate speech flourishing, and also just tiny little things that people say and the way they say it, which actually makes people who think that there is actually a space for hate speech. So I'm really hoping that, you know, a positive arising out of the absolutely disgraceful and disgusting terrorist attack is that we do take this more seriously and we think more carefully about what we say and how we say it and how it could be open to interpretation. But I do want to thank 2MFM for inviting me along, for your friendship over a number of years, and I want to wish everybody the very best in the lead up to Ramadan. And if I don't see you before Ramadan, I certainly wish you the best for the holy month, and particularly if you are fasting and undertaking a whole lot more religious observance and self-reflection. And I hope that you get the most out of the holy month. But again, thank you for inviting me this afternoon, and I wish you the very best for the next 25 years.
Although she did not deliver a speech on the day, Ms. Linda Waltz, the state member for the seat of Auburn, kindly accepted 2MFM's invitation to attend the open day as an expression of her support and encouragement of the Muslim Community Radio and the Sydney Muslim community at large. MFM's efforts and achievements were given a glittering commendation by Mr. Philip Randall, the President of the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia, CBAA, which is the industry body for community broadcasters around Australia, giving representation to more than 450 community radio services across the nation.
I must admit, I feel the odd person out today. I'm not a politician. But it also means over the next 5 weeks, I won't be that busy. Distinguished guests, thank you so much for inviting the CBAA along this afternoon. The CBAA is the industry body for community broadcasters around Australia. Some 450 stations are represented by the CBAA. Stations offering a diverse range of programming, including religious, indigenous, radio for the print handicapped, educational, ethnic, fine music, seniors, youth, and about everything in between. The CBAA was very pleased in November at our annual conference to present to 2MFM the prestigious Tony Staley Award for Excellence in Community Broadcasting. 2MFM received this recognition for its promotion of the values of diversity, access and independence. The station does this by providing a platform for wider Muslim communities involved in broadcasting, allowing access to the many languages that reflect the diversity of your communities, I believe as many as 8 at the moment, whilst also adapting to meet changing community needs. Equally, the station focuses keenly on enabling active participation in station management, programming and general operations, supporting community members who are not adequately served by other media outlets. The station also proudly provides your community with a sense of belonging and a safe place to discuss social, cultural, health-related and political topics of interest. All community stations play a pivotal role in creating connections within their community and connecting their community to communities and groups around them. In this way, 2MFM proudly plays a unique role, dispelling myths and misconceptions about Islam to promote inclusion and harmony.
At this particularly trying time for the Muslim community, the Australian community, and the New Zealand community, I struggle to find the words to convey my personal, the CBAA's, and the wider community broadcasting sector's sadness because of the recent events in Christchurch. I want today to express my sincere condolences and let you know that the CBAA stands in solidarities with the communities affected by this atrocity. We mourn with you the loss of 50 innocent people and hope for a speedy recovery for those injured. The freedom to practice one's culture truly can be one of life's gifts. This freedom is reflected in one of the guiding principles of community broadcasting, that we will work to promote harmony and diversity and contribute to an inclusive, cohesive, and culturally diverse Australian community. I'm proud to work within the sector that has such a vision, and I'm proud that 2MFM is one of the great stations in our sector who pursues this and the principles of access, diversity, and independence as they do. So thank you again for inviting me here today, and the CBAA looks forward to continuing to work with 2MFM into the future. Thank you very much.
Other emergency service personnel at the 2MFM 2019 Open Day was Superintendent Michael O'Toole, Commander of the Bankstown Police Area Command, who delivered a message in which he also weighed in on the Christchurch massacre and credited the calm and compassionate response of the Muslim community in the face of such violence.
Thank you very much for the invitation, and I'm very happy to be here today. Unlike politicians, I'm not really that fond of speaking. I wish I would have one of those cords you could pull and it just rolls out. But I don't want to dwell on it. It's been mentioned, the terrible events in Christchurch, and my heart goes out and my condolences go out to the families of people affected by that. And as I move around the community, I do see people, and it really brings it close to home, because I know there will be people out there now who had friends and families either directly involved or indirectly affected by that. But so, as not to dwell on it, as a police force, we were concerned about the reaction to that incident, how the community would react, whether the right wing people would serve as a call to arms and act in continue those dreadful acts, or whether members of the Muslim community will see it as a call to arms and act in a way that would not serve the community. Can I say it is an absolute credit to your community the way you responded, with the care and the compassion and the calmness that was shown in that time. And we've heard from, I think it was Ed said, about forgiving the people involved. It truly was a credit to the community on the way that you responded to that. So if we take any positive out of such a terrible thing, that is it. I come from an area where there's not a lot of cultural diversity, and I do see the benefits of diversity, and I kind of feel poorer for living in a community which is pretty much Anglo-Saxon white Australians. But I do take great pleasure in telling people where I work and who I work with and the communities that I work with, and to assist in dispelling those misbeliefs that are out there in the community about what it is that the Muslims stand for and what this broader community stands for, and Bankstown and the area in general, and just how diverse and rich it is, and what a pleasure it is to work in. So communication is the key for these things, and for us to come together so well and to respond so well to that, it took strong communication on both parts. And 2MFM is one of those avenues or vessels which we use to ensure that we have that clear, unbiased and sensible communication. So thank you very much for your efforts in the community. Thank you for making me feel welcome. And as has been said by the others, I look forward to continuing to work with you for the betterment of the community. Thank you.
so far we've received insight into a very impressive lineup of speeches and messages which were delivered by a number of representatives from political and non-political backgrounds. Bringing the formal program to conclusion was a final address given by Mr. Majid Piracha, the member for the National Ethnic and Multicultural Broadcasters Council Board, NEMBC, who attended and relayed a message on behalf of NEMBC President Mr. Dick Dimitirko, in which he highlighted the significance of 2MFM's service to the ethnically diverse Muslim community over a period of 24 years.
Assalamu alaikum to all my brothers and all. I'd like to just relay message from the NEMBC president, which is the National Ethnic and Multicultural Broadcasters Council, Nick Grimito, and he has sent these words for me to relay as his message to you. I would also like to pay my respect to the innocent victims of the recent events that happened in Christchurch. Our deepest condolences go out to the victims, families and friends of this tribal tragedy. This is terrible tragedy which took place over there. You may take solace in the fact that the ethnic sector is behind you and are grieving with you and are outraged by the violence perpetrated. It is invigorating to hear that your station has been in service for the community here in Sydney for over 24 years. Not only have you given to your community, but you are the groundbreakers of Muslim Community Radio. For you are the only Muslim community radio station in Australia. This in itself is a major achievement owing to the fact that community funding was almost impossible to attain, and yet you persisted, and today we can see the rewards of your success. This can be seen in the hours of programming that the ethnic community broadcaster sector produces. We produce more hours than SBS and ABC radio combined. A total of more than 2 million hours per year is produced and broadcast to almost 100 stations within Australia. This is testament of our commitment, our understanding of our specialist needs within our own communities and our ability to continue the work even when the mechanism of funding by the funding bodies has been made excessively bureaucratic. Ultimately, everything we do is up to you, our members, and our listeners. 2MFM is a shining example of the commitment that is required at a grassroots level. With the dedication of communities to maintain their voice. It is fortunate that the Muslim community is bearing the brunt of racism and extremism. Previous waves of migrants have experienced that in the past, however. What's occurring at the moment seems to be highly charged and incredibly dangerous. We have the power to maintain and grow your own radio stations and our voice through your representatives in government. It's important to maintain that contact with local, state, and federal representatives and ask the questions that need to be asked. The National Ethnic and Multicultural Broadcasters Council stands by 2MFM and the hard work and dedication that do on a weekly basis to build social cohesion and keep their voice in the community. We highly value the work of 2MFM does and for the Sydney community, but also what it represents to our national community broadcasting sector. Thank you for Nick D'Amico on his behalf. Thank you very much. That was the message from NDNBC.
Following the array of heartfelt, supportive and encouraging speeches delivered by numerous speakers, the focus shifted towards 2MFM's youngest fans, who were treated to a live outdoor round of the kids' show, giving them a chance to participate in a variety of educational games through which they would win some exciting instant giveaways. Proving a popular attraction for the children and adults alike, the conclusion of the kids' show was met with disappointment all round. But it would lead to the next exciting stop on the open day agenda, that being the announcement of 2MFM's Best Voice competition winner, a competition that had been open to the public for a number of weeks leading up to the open day, seeking out local talents with radio-relevant skills and style. Those too young to take part in the Best Voice competition were given the opportunity to showcase their artistic talents through a colouring competition on the day, with the top three artistic talents also taking home some fantastic giveaways. All in all, the 2MFM 2019 Open Day proved to be an all-round success, made so by the support and encouragement of the community, our loyal listener base, and the collective effort of 2MFM staff and volunteers who have contributed greatly to the stellar reputation that the Muslim Community Radio has built for itself over more than two decades. MFM management, staff and volunteers take this opportunity to thank the community for their engagement throughout the years, and we look forward to continuing our story of success with your support and participation. Until the next 2MFM Open Day, stay tuned and continue to keep 2MFM as the choice that represents your voice. Dear listeners, on a personal note, I would like to thank everyone who joined us at the 2019 2MFM Open Day and everyone who tuned in to this special episode of Community Connect. I'll be reconnecting with you again soon, inshallah. Until then, please take care and have a wonderful evening in the company of your favourite station, 2MFM, Muslim Community Radio.